local sales taxes. The Local Option Revenue Act, enacted in 1969, only 2 years after the state tax was enacted, enables any city to impose a local sales and use tax, which will be collected by the Nebraska Department of Revenue. Originally, the authorized rates were 0.5 and 1%. As of July 1, 1978, Omaha was allowed to raise its rate to 1.5%. As of July 1, 1985, Lincoln was allowed to do the same, and Bellevue was added April 1, 1987. For the first year of the levies, the rates were 0.5%. Since 1970, they have all been 1%, except for the three 1.5% figures, and 0.5% in Gothenburg. Since April 6, 1978, cities can impose the tax only if approved in an election by a majority of voters. The expansion of use of the tax has been slow, but, as of July 1, 1987, 21 cities have imposed the tax, as shown in Table 3-7. Apart from the two major cities, most of the larger ones have not imposed the tax. Of those over 15,000, for example, Columbus, 18,900, Fremont, 24,100, Grand Island, 40,100, Hastings, 22,400, and Kearney, 23,600. Several of those that use the tax are very small: Llewellyn, population 368, for example. There is a surprising concentration in use of the tax by small towns in the far west, in addition to the Omaha-Lincoln area, as shown in Figure 3-1. Features of the taxes. When Nebraska introduced the local taxes, it took advantage of the experience of other states in designing the system and avoided the problems that some states have had. There are several important merits of the present system. First, the local governments are not permitted to collect their own sales taxes. State collection is mandatory. States that permit local collection have created serious duplication of administration and increased compliance costs. Secondly, the local governments have been given only a limited choice of rates. In fact, except for the two largest cities and two others, all employ the 1% figure. Thirdly, the base of the local tax must be identical to that of the state tax. Deviation from this rule, as is permitted in New York State, is a source of great increase in compliance difficulties. The one mistake ultimately made as a result of a court decision and subsequent legislation was to establish liability on the basis of place of delivery, a rule that has plagued jurisdictions that have permitted it, although there is less complaint in Nebraska than has appeared elsewhere. Firms must keep records of the place of delivery on all delivery sales, and when delivery occurs in jurisdictions with no local tax, no local tax applies. This is less difficult for large firms with computerized accounting than for smaller firms. The delivery rule encourages persons to ask for delivery if they live outside the taxing jurisdiction, and this adds to delivery costs. In some instances, on larger items, people give addresses other than their own. Furthermore, many stores reportedly do not apply the local tax on over-the-counter sales when persons indicate that they live outside the city, although this is in violation of the law. Vendors must also keep separate records of taxes on delivery into other tax-imposing jurisdictions. One other problem with the local sales tax relates to possible encouragement given to new stores and shopping centers to locate outside the municipal boundaries, a consequence experienced in other states. While under present Nebraska law, these vendors are liable for collection of tax on sales made for delivery into taxing jurisdictions, they are not liable for local tax on over-the-counter sales. The result is to distort location decisions of places of business. One peculiar rule relates to contractors. If a contractor takes delivery outside a jurisdiction of materials for construction work, local tax does not apply even though the construction is within a taxing jurisdiction. Desirability of local sales taxes. The question of whether local sales tax should be authorized is a debatable one. One alternative is for the state to increase its sales tax rate and distribute this money to the cities, and other local governments, either on the basis of the jurisdiction in which it is collected or a formula relating to expenditure needs. This approach simplifies the operation of the sales tax and avoids the almost inevitable distortion of location decisions. But the present approach has the merit of placing the responsibility for imposing the additional taxes upon the local jurisdictions, and allows variation in use only in those jurisdictions in which additional expenditures and revenues are regarded as justifiable as the additional tax imposed. Alternatively, if the local sales tax becomes universal throughout the state, as it is in California and almost is in Illinois, distortion of location decisions is avoided. Whether Nebraska, with only a limited use of the levy, though covering a high percentage of the population, should go to a uniform additional state rate and abandon the local tax must be decided on the basis of weighing the gains from uniformity against the varying revenue needs and a retention of local financial responsibility. This is a decision that can be made only on a political basis. Recommendations. Two recommendations, however, can be offered. First, the original rule that liability depends on the location of the vendor, not place of delivery, should be restored. The second is to authorize counties to impose sales taxes in the unincorporated areas if a city in the county has a sales tax. This will assist in lessening potential distortion of location of stores and other places of business. This consideration was a major reason Illinois gave the power to counties to levy the tax. For example, and the study summarized in the section above on loss of sales across intergovernmental borders suggests that the effect of tax-free areas in a county may be more than negligible. Summary and recommendations. The Nebraska state, local sales, and use tax system, as it currently stands, is a relatively satisfactory tax in many respects. Nebraska, as one of the last states to introduce a sales tax, benefited from the experience of other states and avoided some of the major complications and other undesirable features found in some states. Two major changes subsequently made exemption of food and placing the local sales taxes on the basis of place of delivery rather than location of the vendor were in many respects unfortunate. The level of the rate, state and state, local, is on the low side of the national pattern, but comparable to those of neighboring states. The tax has consistently yielded close to one-third of state tax revenue, again a typical figure for the states as a whole. The most serious defects in the structure as it now stands include the following. 1. The taxation of industrial machinery and equipment, except for firms subject to the new incentives legislation, and the taxation of farm machinery and equipment. 2. Exemption of sales of equipment to common and contract motor carriers, while equipment sold to private carriers is taxed. 3. The failure to apply the sales tax to motor fuel. 4. Exemption of food. 5. Failure to tax real property contract work, including installation, adequately with substantial misapplication of tax. 6. The rule with regard to local sales taxes, that the tax is due to the jurisdiction of delivery, as opposed to the location of the vendor. Major issues to be resolved. There are several major issues to be resolved, since the level of revenue from the tax must at least be maintained and justifiably could be increased. Extension of tax to services. One approach to increasing revenue is to extend the tax to a wider range of services. There is clearly merit in extending the tax to a group of services primarily rendered to individual households, but the potential revenue from these is not likely to exceed 5-6% of existing revenue. It is strongly recommended that the tax not be extended to a wide range of services rendered primarily to business firms, for a number of reasons, but primarily because doing so would weaken the competitive position of Nebraska firms relative to those in other states, and secondly, because of the almost certain strenuous opposition that would be generated as evidenced currently by the reaction to similar broadening of the tax in Florida. Florida can't stand the adverse effect of such action on the ability to maintain and expand economic activity. Nebraska cannot. The taxation of services should be designed carefully, along the pattern of Iowa. The food exemption. The exemption of food causes a large loss in revenue that is in no sense necessary for the tax to meet usual equity standards. There is no justification for exemption of food expenditures. For the great majority of households, the objective of removing the burden of the tax on food and other basic necessities on lower-income groups can be attained with much less loss of revenue by restoration of a credit system against income tax, the amount of the credit phasing out at higher income levels. If politically it is impossible to restore the taxation of food, the coverage of the exemption can justifiably be narrowed by applying the tax to soft drinks and candy, as a number of states do. While some interpretive problems will arise, experience of other states has shown that the change is workable. The exemption of industrial and farm machinery and equipment. With neighboring states exempting these categories, THEIE is increased need for Nebraska to do so. General exemption of industrial machinery and equipment is essential for the preservation of Nebraska manufacturing. While the farm equipment exemption, desirable on several grounds, is of particular importance in view of leakage of business to other states, to the detriment of Nebraska dealers, and the difficulty for farmers to shift the tax toward final consumers. These two exemptions will cost perhaps 3-4% of the revenues from the tax, but the case for them is so overwhelming that they are essential. The revenue can be made up from the extension of tax to consumer services, and a narrowing of the scope of the food exemption, if more drastic changes are not made in the food exemption. The rate of the tax. The question of whether the tax rate should be raised is a general policy issue that the state must resolve in terms of expenditure considerations and use of other revenue sources. The rate is somewhat on the low side in comparison with other jurisdictions, and an increase by 1 percentage point should not have drastic consequences for the state, although it might increase somewhat the loss of business to neighboring states. The interstate problem. Without question, the state is losing considerable revenue on out-of-state mail-order purchases, and some buy out-of-state shopping and purchases for delivery in Nebraska. Some improvement can be made in enforcement, but no significant improvement can occur unless the Supreme Court reverses our Congress offsets the national Bellis, Hess, and Miller decisions. LB 304 is a useful step in the right direction, in that it strengthens the position of the states generally in encouraging federal court or legislative action. Recommendations. The following changes are recommended in terms of revenue, equity, economic effects, and compliance and administration. 1. Extension of the tax to a range of consumer and personal services, along the pattern followed in Iowa and this year in Minnesota and Texas, but not including services rendered primarily to business firms or professional services. 2. Reconsideration of the food exemption. The preferable change would be to eliminate the exemption and restore an income tax credit. Short of this, the food exemption could be narrowed to make soft drinks and candy taxable. 3. Exemption of industrial equipment and machinery, and farm machinery, but not tools and other minor items, since exemption of them is too difficult to control. 4. Application of the sales tax to motor fuel, except that fuel exempted in the motor fuels tax, and allocation of the revenue to the general fund. 5. Redefinition of the taxable status of installation work on real property, with charges for installation, including fixtures, becoming taxable, and, in contract work, application of the tax to 50% of the total contract price. General contractors would thus be registered. 6. Determination of local sales taxes by the place of location of the vendor, not the jurisdiction of the place to which delivery is made, for ease in compliance and prevention of evasion. Consideration should be given to granting authorization to the counties to levy sales taxes in unincorporated areas,